This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. An increase in Medicare premiums has intensified the debate over health care for seniors. Last week, the Bush administration announced that seniors will pay an extra $12 per month. And that immediately became an issue for the presidential candidates. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, the candidates' claims do more to confuse than to clarify.
Medicare officials announced the premium increase late in the afternoon, the Friday before Labor Day weekend. By Tuesday, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry had already hit the airwaves with this television ad.
George Bush touting his Medicare bill to the nation.
I believe we have a moral responsibility to honor America's seniors. Now seniors are getting immediate help.
The very next day, Bush imposes the biggest Medicare premium increase in history. Bush's Medicare increase, 17%.
The Bush administration didn't pick the 17% number on its own. Premiums by law must cover 25% of the costs of Medicare's Part B. That's the portion of Medicare that covers doctor and other outpatient costs. It just happens that next year, Part B is expected to cost so much that premiums will go up that much as well. On Wednesday, the Bush-Cheney campaign struck back with this ad.
John Kerry attacking the president on Medicare. But it was Senator Kerry who voted five times to raise Medicare premiums.
Technically, that's true, but it's also misleading. When Medicare began in 1965, premiums were supposed to cover half the program's cost. But premiums began to rise and seniors started to complain, so Congress capped the increases. That, in turn, increased the burden on taxpayers who pay the difference. In 1982, under President Reagan, and 2 years before Kerry came to the Senate, Congress tried to stop the drain on taxpayers by temporarily setting the premium at a quarter of Part B costs. The effort was led by former Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole, who was then chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. Congress later extended that policy a few years at a time with bipartisan support, and those are the Kerry votes the ads refer to. The Bush ad goes on to say this.
Kerry voted to require premium increases, calling the passage of the bill a day of vindication.
That's a reference to the 1997 Balanced Budget Act, which also passed with bipartisan support. It permanently set the Medicare premium at 25% of Part B costs, but it also cut hundreds of billions of dollars from Medicare payments to health care providers. That had the effect of dramatically slowing the growth of Medicare and thus the growth of the premium. In fact, in the 4 years following passage of that bill, premiums rose by less than $2 a month. Finally, the Bush ad levels this claim.
The same John Kerry who was absent for 36 of 38 Medicare votes last year. Even one giving seniors prescription drug coverage.
That's also true in fact, but not in spirit. Kerry, while on the campaign trail, did miss most of last year's votes on the Medicare Modernization Act. That's the bill that included the prescription drug benefit. And Kerry did miss the final vote in November. But that vote was just a formality. The key vote was a day earlier, a procedural motion that squeaked through by a single vote. Kerry did return to Washington to vote on that and against the bill. Interestingly, however, it was that bill, signed by President Bush and opposed by Kerry, that led to the premium increases being as large as they are. That's because it provided more money for doctors, HMOs, and other Medicare providers. That boosted the cost of the program and the Part B premium. Confusing as all this is, though, it's important to the election, says political scientist Drew Altman, president of the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Seniors vote in very large numbers, and so when elections come around, the issues that seniors care about are foremost in elected officials' minds. And seniors will be very important in some of the key swing states in this election as well.
So you can expect to see more attention and more confusion when it comes to Medicare for the rest of the campaign. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.